Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, ease our troubled mind and lead us to your still waters of peace, joy, and happiness. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where God is the one that is honored. God is the one that we dedicate ourselves to as we honor the true and only living Creator God. Now is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in praise, in honor, and recognition to God, and renew our spirits with your great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father, that you are. And words can never fully express our appreciation, our great love and affection for his precious, beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, that's right, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful gift of eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings and praises be unto all of you beautiful people I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations. Yes, indeed. As well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Just stay right where you are, and I'll prove it to you. Fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer, him and I, victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respecter of persons, and I be that living witness. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55 and verse 11, where we hear the Almighty One God speaking through the prophet Isaiah of how he, God, has created cyclic representations of things in the earth realm to signify what exists in the heavens. Nature and all of its purposeful resources are prevalent to what God accomplished in the earth realm as he prescribes and demonstrates and utilizes the forces of nature. These are simply demonstrations of the same forces in greater capacity that he, God, directs in the heavens, all by the preeminent power of his words. Yes, God's awesome, amazing, eternal, undeniable, unformidable words of God that cannot be denied, that cannot be trespassed. We're going to be talking about speak from the prophet book Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11. My special guest is here. I had the wonderful privilege of meeting this young lady in God at the 2023 Music Love Awards right there in Little Rock, Arkansas, just this past August 18th and 19th, 2023, at Four Points by Sheraton, right there in Little Rock, capital of Arkansas. Woman of God, psalmist, author, No More Drama Conference, retreat host, and award-winning gospel artist that has longevity as well as quality in her ministry. Woman of God, Faye Mosby is here. You talk about a living musical icon. She is right there with the very best of them. I'm talking about Shirley Caesar and everybody else that you know. Dorothy Norwood, Woman of God, Faye Mosby, is a proud jewel for those of us down here in the South in Arkansas. We're going to hear her testimony. We're going to play her music. That's right. Y'all know how we do. We're going to have a mini Faye Mosby concert right here on this fire gospel experience. What you thought? You already knew how we do things. So listen, what I want you to do is I want you to call a family member. I want you to call a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, anybody that Holy Spirit God is putting in your spirit right now, right now, right now. Hear me. And let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the radio, giving God his just due praise, giving God his honor, giving him worship, and encouraging each one of you beautiful souls listening to this broadcast. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for keeping us, for sealing us until the day of redemption. Thank you for restoring to us a right mind in Jesus Christ, forgiving our sins and moving us along that straight and narrow path where we can accomplish good and godly things for your glory, Father God, your glory, Lord Jesus, your glory, Holy Spirit God. Thank you most of all. I do pray and give thanks, Holy Spirit God, right now, for you lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Fire, fire. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good night. Holy Spirit God, you are always welcome into this place we call our hearts, our minds, and our souls. My God, my God. How you like that, listeners, for some real good jazzy gospel opening up this fire gospel experience? That's so smooth and that's so cool. That's coming from my special guest, woman of God, psalmist, author, No More Drama Conference Retreat host. We're going to talk about that, as well as 2023 Music Love Awards winner for Song of the Year. My special guest is here, none other than woman of God, Arkansas's jewel and very own, Faye Mosby is here, y'all. All right, all right. Woman of God, Faye Mosby, my dear sister in Christ, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, I was so excited and pleased to have met you recently, just a few months ago at the 2023 Music Love Awards. I got there a little bit late, and when I walked in, guess who was up on the stage and the platform in front of the congregation of saints singing? You were already warming up the people's hearts with your music, your gospel ministry, and I'm just happy. I just knew I had to have you here on my broadcast, woman of God, so thank you for joining. Why don't you just go ahead and just introduce yourself to the listening audience? Tell us a little bit about yourself. What was your life like, woman of God, Faye Mosby, when you decided to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Well, I grew up in North Little Rock, and I went to First Baptist Church. And I remember at a revival, and I was a little girl, and I was sitting where they put the mourners on the front row. And I was listening intently to the preacher all week. And when he did make that one altar call, because back in the day, they would make sure that you understood things, the fire and brimstone. They told the unadulterated truth that there was no place for you in heaven if you didn't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And even as a little boy, I was about 8 years old, even as a child, I received that word. And it was a fear, but it was not like I was scared fear, because they were really just preaching the word of God. And I remember my grandmother was there and my parents, and they were really surprised when this little girl got up and walked up there. And that was the best decision I ever made in my life. And God has groomed me and grown me all of these years. And it took me a while to fully understand everything, but now I do. And the battle I had with cancer drew me even closer, because I didn't know that I was a singer or a songwriter. As a matter of fact, I graduated from the University of Arkansas, so I was in a little contest at one time. And my sister was there, and I called myself singing. And she told me afterwards, "You can't sing, and you need to stop trying." Well, I never tried anymore. But when I was in the throes of metastatic breast cancer, I heard the Lord's voice tell me that I was to sing. And that just seemed like, really? And then he gave me a song, With Healing Hands. He gave me a song, and I get the melody. I always get everything. I know what it sounds like, but I don't play an instrument. So I sat on that thing for about 8 years.
Wow.
And he just told me point blank, "You will sing and record." And I was terrified, because it was like, everybody don't think I can sing, so I guess I better just, but I'd rather please you than them, Lord. And that's how it
that's
started.
Right.
The first song I recorded was With Healing Hands. And he then brought more songs into me. So all the songs that I've recorded, I wrote.
Wow. That's amazing right there. Isn't it just like our God to take the foolish things of the world and show them that he can take whomever he so chooses and make them accomplish great things that we could never accomplish on our own? That's what he does. You know, we don't always have the confidence. We don't always have the confidence, Lady Faith, to do the things that God called us to do. But when we trust God, he empowers us. He enables us to do those things. And we know it's of him. And that's what keeps us from getting carried away with ourselves. When people start patting us on the back and try to tell us we all this and that, we'd be like, well, it's for the grace of God that I'm able to do what I'm able to do. It keeps us humble because we know God is our strength. Now, woman of God, let me ask you this. Because you and I grew up in a generation of gospel music. I'm pretty sure these names are going to sound familiar when you and I were growing up. Shirley Caesar, James Cleveland, Gospel Caravan, Five Blind Boys of Alabama. You didn't know I was going to go there. And then Sam Cooke. And gospel music has evolved into such a beautiful ministry today. Did you ever imagine in all your life that gospel music would reach the heights that it does, that it reached so many talented, anointed, and gifted people that are producing some of the greatest gospel music that has ever been made? I'm talking about from those times when you and I grew up to where we are now. Could you have ever imagined gospel music reaching the heights that it has?
I couldn't have imagined it. But once God starts speaking to you, that's when you began to understand that he wasn't just saying simple things and you're saying, I can't do that. I can't do that. But he is relentless. He will continue to speak to you. He's a loving God because he's telling you. He doesn't change and say, well, you could do a little more with your voice. He just kept telling me who I was, and I didn't understand who I was in him. It would not be my voice. It would be him singing through me, what the gift he had given me. And it's nothing like being in a situation where the doctors have told you you have long to live, that we'll get a little more in tune to what God is saying to you. Because you don't want to leave this earth and you haven't done your assignment. All you tell people, don't take your gifts and talents to your grave.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. I don't care if they say you sound like a cowardly man at the moon. If God says do it, you do it. And I bless them for that. The other reason why I was having a hard time trying to believe that I was saying, when I did that in college, and saying I didn't have any issues with my throat. But the radiation therapy severely burned my vocal cord.
So
I never thought that was going to be, I thought I'm really not going to sing now. But God.
But God. But God. Come on. He's a God that will step in right on time. He never ceases to amaze us, because what I try to always comprehend in my mind is the same miracle-working God that I read about in the Bible is the very same miracle-working God that lives in our lives today. I don't think we see as many miracles back then, first of all, because God wants these generations to live more by faith. But also, too, maybe because our faith is not always what it could be to see the miracles manifested. So I'm just going to trust God. I'm just going to believe him. And just like you're saying, woman of God, just step back and watch God do things that are just going to blow our mind. Now, when you finally made that decision, woman of God, say, you know what? I know God wants me to be a gospel music minister. And there are things that you have experienced in your life that we all can benefit from that basic knowledge. All of us don't have, all of us are not singers, and all of us are not preachers or teachers or whatever, but there's still some basic fundamentals about maintaining your discipline, your Christ-like discipleship, your assignment, staying on your post. Can you share with us just some of the most important things that it takes to be able to sustain our faith and stay faithful in our commitment to what God has called us to? What were the things that you used that God helped you understand that kept you for all these years in ministry?
One of the things that I had clearly realized before some of the major attacks hit, and once you surrender to what God has called you to do, don't think it's going to be a tiptoe through the tulips. You
come
have
on.
An enemy that is going to come after you. And I've always been a quiet, timid person. So he was banking on me being the old faith. But I guarantee you, once I got filled with the Holy Ghost and
yes,
began
ma'am.
To understand the power of being in God's presence, oh,
know.
My God, it's just a whole different lifestyle.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that
Amen.
You don't have trouble. It doesn't mean
no,
that
ma'am.
It'll be just hunky-dory every day.
No.
But that's what I learned from this is most of us run the direction instead of running to the Father, because we're thinking that he's going to punish us because we're weak, because we've allowed this to happen. He's not thinking that. God is such I've learned so much about who God is. And I'm telling you, taking the time to bask in his presence and just
come on.
And I just was never one of those people who was real, you know, jumping around and everything. But I'm telling you, when the Spirit of the Lord falls on you, you know something different has happened in your life.
Yeah.
And so I encourage people, first of all, don't run from God. Because he didn't put it on you. He does allow things now. But we have to even check ourselves. Where did we give faith to this thing? And deal with that. And then make sure we know what his word says is that he healed us. He sent his son Jesus to die on our behalf. And that's one scripture that I would stand on by his stripes. I am already healed. I know that's not what it says word for word in the Bible, but what I was declaring and decreeing is that it's already done because he said he died for us. And our healing was one of the things that came with the
song. Oh, Jesus.
I started quoting scripture. I printed out scripture and had it plastered around my house. And I made a choice to trust God. And
you
I get
right
attacked
thing.
Still. It's been 33 years. And the enemy, we got to understand that the enemy is a pesky little thing that is never going to stop. So you got to have your war clothes on at all times. You cover your mind. You have the word of God in your spirit. You cannot bow. Because see, I was given an opportunity, and probably my voice will be back to sing background for Ron Canole when he comes in town next week. So the enemy, well, it's October 6th, but the enemy was like, okay, I know what to do. But see, instead of calling Brother Jefferson and saying, I've lost my voice, I said, oh, no, tell me. I am on assignment. And I will be on there. And the more I talk, the stronger my voice gets. Because I'm thinking of the one and only God. I'm speaking of the one who healed me. And I've been
yes, ma'am.
33 years later for such a time as this. So you've got to
Hallelujah.
Know the word. And if you don't know it, buy the CD with nothing but scripture on it and let it get into your ear gate. You play it all the time because, see, the word gets into you. And
yes,
what we
Jesus.
Need you to have the word so powerful in you that when
oh
you press
God.
Like a sponge, whatever is inside that sponge is what leaks out.
It's gonna
so
come
you
out.
Got to have the word of God so that you can
Jesus.
Speak
oh,
forth truth and not what
Amen.
You really, what you you know experiencing.
Amen.
Let me tell you this, woman of God, I have been saved. I was baptized at 15, and I was living just like a lot of teenagers do. I thought that once you want to go to church and once you want to be baptized, not because mama says so, not because daddy says so, not because of Paw and Nana says so, but because it just touched as a child, just believing that God is real, I thought I was good. And I didn't really associate holy living at 15 with my accepting Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. It wasn't until I was about 23, 24 years old that it hit me when I really started reading the Bible to please God and not just to feel okay with God, that I realized that the things that I had been doing in my life was not pleasing to God. So I understand that I was living under extended grace. But the thing about it is that once you start making up our mind to fully give to God what God gave us in creation, that's mind, body, and soul. Once I return those gifts that God gave me, mind, heart, and soul, that is when that beautiful relationship comes into our existence. And we start living what God created us for. And there's nothing that can replace it. There's no words mm-hmm. that anyone can talk us out of, because it's not just mm-hmm. words. It's words that transformed us. Just like when God spoke mm-hmm. and there was light, when God spoke and there was stars and moon. See, when God speaks, it always hits its target. Now, when it hits the target of your soul and my soul, that's when yes. salvation is born into us. And we become new just like we had never been guilty of any sin at all whatsoever. It's up to us to say, God, mm-hmm. now help me stay on the straight and narrow. I don't want to willfully sin. Mm-hmm. I sinned in ignorance before, but now I want to be in good terms with you. I want to please you. Isn't it amazing how the things that God wants starts to become the very same things that we want for ourselves? God doesn't push us or pressure us into doing things his way. He sweetly swarms us. We are so moved to please God because this intimate fellowship that we have in our spirit is so unique. We can't compare nothing else like it except for the love of family and the love of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen, Sister Faye. Amen.
Amen.
So we just want y'all to know that as we share what we're sharing with y'all, we are just testifying the truth. We're not necessarily trying to convince you otherwise than what we know is true for ourselves. We have an obligation to the Most High God who gave us salvation to share what we have discovered in God, because we care about you. Because listen, woman of God, Faith Moses is going to let you know, because he has such a love that endures forever.
I'm going to lift my hands and give you praise. I'm going to bless your name all my I'm gonna lift your name and give you praise. Gonna bless your name always. for his greatness unto all generations. The faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Ooh. Oh, give praise unto our God for his love which endures. Let me hear you say,
His love endures forever.
Come on, let the people say,
His love endures forever.
Let me hear you say,
His love endures forever.
Gonna lift my hands and give you praise. Gonna bless your name. I'm gonna lift my hands and give you praise. I'm gonna bless your name, bless your name, bless your name all the way. Let the people say,
His love endures forever.
Let me hear you say,
His love endures forever.
Come on, let the people say, let me hear you say,
His love endures forever.
Let the people say,
His love endures forever.
Let me hear you say,
His love endures forever.
Let the people say,
His love endures forever.
Let me hear you say,
you are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach ministry on the internet radio, reaching the masses, fulfilling the great commission that our Lord Jesus gave us when he said, go ye into Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth to share the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means start right where you are, get it confirmed in your own spirit. Evangelize your house, church members, family, friends, your next-door neighbors, your coworkers, anybody that's in your vicinity, reach out to them. And then as the Lord expands your territory, you take that gospel sales, soul-saving message everywhere you go. And just wait on Holy Spirit God, because he'll prompt you. Because woman of God, Faye Mosby, I used to wonder in my neophyte years as a new Christian, I used to wonder, how can I bring up the conversation, the name of Jesus Christ? Because, you know, when you're around unsaved folks, you don't want to run them off. You don't want to scare them off. But you want to try to respectfully, as best you can, introduce Jesus Christ into a conversation where you can kind of invite them to Christ, see where they are spiritually. There's a lot of people that
don't have no issue with God, but have not accepted Jesus Christ, their personal Savior. Then you have those people that are just flat out against God. They're God haters. So we have to go out into the field and discern who may be willing, because we don't know. That person that turned out to be the most angry person about God might be just the one when life breaks them down, when the lessons of life hits them, they might be the one to make a complete turnaround. Now, I want you to share with us just situations that we are living with now, woman of God, Faye. Can you share with us how you found ways to just introduce people to Christ without beating them up? And then we're going to talk about your book, Through the Fire for His Glory, Lessons You Learned During the Fiery Trials of Life.
One of the things, I'm a social worker by profession. I'm retired now. And I had so many opportunities to witness to people, but the shy part of me always tried to keep me from doing it. But what I learned, see, when the enemy came after me, I got even stronger in my belief. And what he meant for evil was turned around and was for my good, because a boldness came out in me that was not there. But also God poured wisdom into me. I got so in love with God's word and spending time with God that then you began to know who he is with on a personal relationship. So one of the things, I just want to share this part. When I got back to work after having chemotherapy and all of that, the people were so happy to see me, and some of them were some real devils. And the doctor whose office was right across our building doctor, and he told me he had told them how serious what was going on with me. And they were just so concerned. And when they were like, but we know she's going to be all right because she's a woman of God. And I was really shocked when all of those things were said to me, because I was quiet with it. When I read my scripture, I didn't read it on one time, but when I took my break, when I ate my lunch, I did some time and closed the door. So that was my time with the Lord. What I'm understanding is that what they were seeing is my lifestyle and the choices that I was making, but I never knew they thought so highly of me. When my friends, my Christian friends that were there saying, they kept going around trying to encourage themselves that you were saved and you love the Lord. And I'm like, what? You know? So we don't even know the influence that we have on others. And a boldness came up in me to not just kind of skirt around talking to people, but you don't beat them over the head with a club. There's enough of God's word to just speak the word. And that's what I began to do is, can I share with you what God's word says about why we should accept him as our Lord and Savior. I always ask, and you would be surprised at how many people was like, well, just tell me what it is you want to say. And I would share that, but I never would keep going back and everything. And some of those people did surrender and some didn't. But my supervisor who was over me was brought up atheist. So he would tell me about it, what his parents would say. But who did he come to when his mother had terminal cancer? He came to me and said, I want you to pray for my mother. And, you know, this may have been my ignorance as a younger woman. I said, who do you want me to pray to? You don't even believe in God. Who do you want me to pray to? He said, but I have faith in your faith. See, God allows people to see who we are. when he said that, I said, I was going to pray for him. But I was just wondering, because you always telling me my parents don't believe it, God. I said, but this is what I want you to do. You tell him that I prayed for him, and I will continue to pray. And I need you to take some time so I can tell you the God that I serve. And,
hallelujah.
You know,
amen.
I wasn't punished for doing that work or anything. So if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, first of all, you need the Holy Ghost, because you can't hear God's voice without the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Telling you
That's right.
The path that you need to take. And the Holy Ghost will rise up in you and make you a timid person strong. He will do that. He had always laid the groundwork, because they watched my lifestyle. And they were finding encouragement that I would live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, because they knew I never backed down when it came to
That's
scripture.
That's right, come on.
But I wasn't hollering, screaming at them and all of that. I just, God used the gentle spirit, not bragging or anything, because he gave it to me. But the gentle
That's right.
Person that I am, he used that to get what his assignment for me to witness and evangelize the least likely person that you would think would be an evangelist. Because I always thought that was fire and brimstone. And when it was confirmed that I was an evangelist, I was like, I didn't mean the first time God said it to me, I said, what do they do? Because I wasn't really sure. So I'm just saying all that to say, you got to go through something. When the fiery trials come, keep in mind it's only going to reveal how wonderful God is and how he will bring you through. It's not the time to turn away from him. Lord, however you want to do it, find yourself in God's presence. Be a true Christian if you already received the Lord as your Lord and Savior. Walk away from the things that are worldly and fleshly. And just spend time in his presence. Like, I love to dress nice. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. It doesn't help. You got to dress yourself in the spirit. Then your choices for material things would be holy. But I'm telling you, when you spend time on purpose every single day in the presence of the Lord, you'll change. And then you're ready to be a representative for him.
Amen. Wow. That's powerful. That's so true, woman of God. Woo. Thank you. See, that's why I get such a joy out of giving gospel artists, singers, and musicians the opportunity to hold the microphone for testimony. Okay, we've heard you hold the microphone for singing, but we want to hear the words that you use to embellish your own soul, your own mind, with the positive power of God's word. When you speak your testimony, when you share about the ups and downs, the challenges, those dark days, and how God brought you out into the light now, see, all that does is that gives you all more credibility. So we know your story. When we hear you singing, we can not only identify with the song, but the testimonies that you all give draw us closer to you as a believer. If you never sing another song, we heard your testimony. Your testimony touched us just as much as your music ministry does. Amen. Woo, Lord Jesus, thank you for that woman of God testimony. Woman of God, you have a book that you've written called Through the Fire for His Glory. Lessons I learned during the fiery trials of life. In your introduction, you wrote, this book is a compilation of my life encounters and the lessons that I learned in the fiery trials of life. That's right, listeners. I do have my autographed copy, and at the end of this interview, we're going to let you know how you all can get your copy of this book of testimony about through the fire. Now, y'all know I like that fire power because, Lord Jesus, I went through a fire myself, woman of God. Guess what? We don't even smell like smoke. If we don't tell people what we've been through, they can't see no residue of who we used to be, what we used to do, what we've been through, but they can feel it in our testimony. I don't care if you saved or not. What comes from the heart reaches the heart. And that is a spiritual dynamic that God gave. You can testify a drunk man sober when you speak in God's truth. He will hear what you say. She will hear what you say through that drunken fog because it bypassed her ears and went straight to her soul, which ain't drunk. Amen. And that will sober up her mind and be like, okay, I need to get myself together. Can you share with us, because it'll probably take a whole nother show to really go in depth to talk about your book. And I have no problem with having you come back just so we can talk about your book, Through the Fire for His Glory. But can you just highlight certain chapters in the book? Now, I'm going to the table of contents, and if there is any particular chapter in your book, Through the Fire for His Glory, woman of God, Faith Mosby, is there a particular chapter right now that we can highlight to encourage the listeners to get a copy of your book? Any particular chapter? Chapter 1, Life Begins. Chapter 2, Memories from the Eyes of a Child. Chapter 3, But God. Chapter 4, Disappointment. And so on. Chapter 5 is Power of the Battle. Is there any particular chapter on any one of those that I mentioned or the other? Because you have 10 chapters. Is there any one particular chapter we can focus in on today?
I was thinking Power of the Battle when you were talking. There's just so many, but... when God gave me this book, it was meant to be a handbook for those who read it. I've had pastors ask me if they use the book as a Bible study. And I thank God that I did what he told me as far as basing everything in scripture. And but it talks about when I got filled with the Holy Ghost and with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I said in there that I literally look back and see where my life made a miraculous change. And I mean, I do. And I know sometimes people get in doctrine and they don't want you to approach them like that, but Holy Spirit told me to put this chapter in because a lot of times people are being defeated because they don't realize the gift that awaits them and that you don't, they think that I don't want to be no holy roller. I mean, you just get all of that stuff that you think that ain't even what it is. But God, he really impressed upon me that I had power already because I was saved and I was filled when the attack came. So he took the fear away because it's fear when doctors tell you that you're going to die, that this thing had gone throughout your body because the lymph node was the first thing that swelled up under my arm. And but I've learned as I look back over what I was going through without the power of the Holy Ghost, I would have believed, took line and sinker, everything that they told me because the Holy Spirit, the one thing that scripture that came up in my spirit that I didn't even remember reading before, that's why when you have the Holy Ghost, he'll bring to your remembrance. And you study God's word, heard God's word. And I remember that scripture, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And what really got me was the next part. He has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. And I'm telling you that woke up in my spirit and let me know I have power to fight against this thing. I have power. Hallelujah. And that was actually when I started posting scriptures everywhere, but it wasn't just that one. I got Dodi O'Shea's book. Somebody gave me that book. And they had given her 2 weeks to live. And I read mostly scripture in there. And I started reading those scriptures out loud to myself. I typed them out and put them on the wall all over the house. So wherever I walked in my house at that time, I could see the Word of God. That's what I learned. And so the power in chapter 5 of the Holy Ghost is important. That's why he told me to put that in there. Because the Holy Ghost started bringing up what I had already read but didn't remember. He has no memory loss. Hallelujah. So he began to bring up in my spirit. And I remember when that word hit me, I knew with confidence. I don't care what they kept saying to me. I got so confident that the bunkhouse told me one time when they were telling me even worse news. And I said, okay, thank you. I'm glad you let me know. I know how to pray now.
Amen.
And he said, Ms. Mosby, this is serious. I said, I know it is. That's why you saying I'm going to die. I'm going to the one, only one that can preserve my life, and that's you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, I had to let them know because they wanted me to be falling out crying. But But God strengthened me for the battle.
But God. Amen.
And I praise him for it.
Amen. I know you do. Amen. That's amazing right there because, listen, listeners, y'all need to get a copy of this book, Through the Fire, For His Glory by Woman of God, Faith Mosby. She's going to give you details on how you can get your copy of this book. But right here in chapter 5, Power for the Battle, because some of us have gone through maybe some of these things, but on the first page of chapter 5, Power for the Battle, Woman of God, Faith Mosby says, many things happen that made me want to set up camp in Pity Party City, but for God. My father died in 1989, and we had to bury him on my birthday. Wow. 7 months later, I was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. Hear this now. My father-in-law died of cancer within 2 weeks of my radical mastectomy surgery. I was told that my chances of survival were not in the high percentages. I was bombarded with scans, ultrasound, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. To compound my struggles, I lost every inch of my hair. I was completely bald like Kojak. Now, look, if any of us listeners had to go through just one of those things, we would be calling on the name of the Lord for help and strength. This young lady has gone through those things back to back to back to back. And yet and still, Woman of God, Faith Mosby, when we go through this process, it hurts, it's painful. We cry ourselves to sleep. We cry in our sleep and we wake up crying. The pain seems like it will never end. But God, when he brings us up out of that, do you all understand that there is nothing and there is no thing under the sun that could worry us to the point where we have any fear or any uncertainty or any doubt that since God brought me through all of those things, I can rest assured that my faith is in the right place? Because having gone through those dark valleys, don't you know that anything else that I go through, I know that same God who carried me through. Amen. Amen. Woman of God, beautiful testimony. I am blessed to call you my sister in Christ. I'm glad that we're in the same state so that we get a chance to fellowship and worship together. When there are certain events going on, please get in touch with me. I heard you say Ron Canole. I remember listening to Ron Canole in my early Christian years. I'm looking forward to that gathering. So I need to get some information about that so that I can see about being in the place of praise, because that is an amazing man of God. I'm telling you, talking about, he's like the Luther Vandross of gospel music. Y'all hear me? Woman of God,
this is such an influence.
Oh, my God. You're talking about a man full of God.
I attended his academy of praise.
Lord Jesus. Okay. God has raised
but
up
even
some
if
amazing
I don't get
people.
To
mm-hmm. Come on. Amen. Amen. Listen, it's
mm-hmm.
just a beautiful thing. If y'all don't know, I know Ron Canole is kind of hard to spell. I believe it's K-E-N-O-L-Y, Ron Canole. Go on YouTube and see
yes.
for yourself. And I promise you, he's going to take you to a place of praise and spiritual contentment that is just, you know, when people have walked with God. Woman of God, we have no doubt that you have walked, are walking, and will continue to walk with God. And before we let you go, I want you to just share with us any closing words of wisdom and inspiration that you may have.
Okay. One of the things that I've learned to do is not only be in God's presence, but I always have a pencil and paper, a pen and paper with me. Because when you really spend time in prayer, Holy Spirit will speak to you. And sometimes when I'm not in an opportune place to write or whatever, but I always ask him to etch it in my spirit. Because I know
mm-hmm.
he's speaking to me is something that he wants me to continue on with. So that's what
I would say
to you. And also, if you're having any issues, you be careful who you tell, because you don't want people, if you need prayer, you don't want them saying over and over again to everybody that they can tell, speaking what your issue is.
That's
you
true.
Want to make sure you're going to prayer warriors who are going to declare the word of the Lord over what your situation is. Always
Amen.
Look to find out what scripture is the one that we need to come against the enemy and make sure
mm-hmm.
that I watch. The word tells us to watch that gate that goes over our mouth and just
yes.
be aware that God is real. And I don't care how far you strayed away, come on, run back to the Father, because he is there with
yes.
us to help you.
Amen. Amen. Woman of God, listen, I do want to congratulate you on your 2023 Music Love Awards award winning for the Song of the Year. Congratulations for that accomplishment. It is well deserved for sure.
Amen.
And what I would like for you
and
to
you
do before we let
thing
you go.
I want to share.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I want to share is it was a blessing. That song I had in, well, not just my spirit, I'd written it out and I sang it to myself. And then it was just kind of lost in space. And I pulled it back out and I was like, oh, I forgot about this song. And right after that, Delaney was saying that he wanted to help some indie artists. And it was a miracle because I found out about it like a day before it was closing. So that
yes.
song was produced by Delaney Land Music. And
okay.
I sang the song and they did the music and his background singer, and God bless.
Amen. It's a beautiful song, I promise you. It is going to be one of those songs, I believe, that will withstand the test of time, that will go down throughout the generations of blessing many people. So, woman of God, keep continuing to let God lead you, use you, and bless us with as much beautiful gospel music as God will allow. That's what we look forward to. How can you be reached? Because I'm blessed to be syndicated on 5 gospel syndicated networks, and they're going to hear this broadcast. They're going to hear your music. They're going to hear your testimony. They're going to want you to be a part of their Women's Day, their revival, whatever they have going on, concert. How can you be contacted for reservations and booking information? Where can my listeners follow you on social media, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you have? And where can your music and your books be purchased?
Okay. My book can be purchased through Amazon and all book outlets, actually. It's on the Walmart site, all of those places. And also, they can contact me at blessedsaymosby@gmail.com. And that's where they can send me an email if they're interested in my book and they're local or they're even away, and I can autograph the book and assign it to them, and then they can send me the money by way of Cash App or whatever way that they need to do it. And but the book is in all Christian bookstores, and you can order them online from there and also on Amazon, just all of the Christian, ChristianBook.com, all of that. And right now I can be reached at 501-529-3335 for any ministry questions. And my website is www.faymosby.com. M-O-S-B-Y is the Mosby. F-A-Y-E. Faymosby.com. And you'll learn a lot about me on my website. And also, there's a place for booking on there.
Amen. Amen. Well, woman of God, we certainly congratulate you and all of your years of dedicated service in music ministry and sharing the gospel of the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. And also, too, for sharing your testimony about how God is able, to be able to manifest himself regardless of how dark and dim or how devastating a situation may be, how God is able. And you represent that through your life so beautifully. We are just blessed to know you, and we are going to continue to pray for you. If there's anything I can do to support you in your ministry, please get in touch with me, contact me, and I promise you I'll be there for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
That's woman of God. I'm trying to tell y'all. Psalmist, author, we didn't get a chance to talk about how you are the No More Drama Conference retreat host. We'll talk about that next time as we continue to talk about your book, Through the Fire for His Glory. Lessons I learned during the fiery trials of life. I'm looking forward to you coming back. If you don't do nothing but just give us a report, give us a testimony, give us a strong word to encourage me, you're always welcome to be my guest on Fire the Gospel Experience. Thank you for joining us, woman of God, Faye Mosby. We love you in Jesus.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Woman of God, Faye Mosby in the house, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, I just am so blessed to know you amazing people of God and all the beautiful thing that God have you doing. I meet y'all at just the right time when y'all are in y'all mid-stride for Jesus. Y'all ain't tired yet. Y'all ain't tired, and I ain't tired either. So we just could continue to give God the praise. We're going to continue to lift God up. Regardless of what may be going on, we are going to glorify our God. Woman of God, Faye Mosby ain't through. She's still taking us behind the veil of praise and worship so beautifully, so melodically, so lyrically as only Faye Mosby can. She's going to give praise to God because she's going to testify, and I'm going to say amen. You alone do we worship.
against me shall prosper. I'm standing on your word alone. Your word alone. You alone.
Hello, I'm Woman of God, Sharina Henderson, author, motivational speaker, and born-again believer of our Lord Jesus Christ, grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who would speak life, love, and spiritual healing, deliverance, and growth into the atmosphere with a spirit of great worship, praise, and spoken word for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 409-923-8077 or by email at sharinahendersonbooks@gmail.com. I'm also encouraging you to read my books, Be Free Indeed, and my latest release, Breaking Through Heartbreak, for great spiritual insight, encouragement, and uplift. You can order my books at sharinahenderson.com or contact me directly for your autographed copies. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience. experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep in tune and into fire the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Out of all we've been through, we're still right here.
We're still here.
This the remix. Intentional. We made it, y'all. Let's go.
Sounds of FM2, intentional. We made it. They had the choir. They had the praise team. They had everybody up in there, singing and praising and shouting, talking about, thank you, Lord. We made it, and we are so grateful. This is the segment of Fire the Gospel Experience, where you gifted, a talented, anointed narrators of inspirational words come in with your sanctified selves, and they bless us with inspirational words that will soothe our souls, that will ease our sometimes troubled mind, and set us on a higher plane of spirituality, where we can rise above our circumstances in our mind, our spirit, until Holy Spirit God comes in and make the necessary corrections around us. The Bible says that The devil, listen to this. The devil said to God, you built the hedge around that man Job. That's why I can't get to him. So don't you know, since God is not a respected person, like I told you at the beginning of this broadcast, he'll build the hedge around you too. But sometimes he may decide to let the devil come your way. Don't get distressed about it. Woman of God, Faye Mosby, already said that this ain't no walk through the garden. This ain't no stroll through the park. The Christian life is sometimes walking through minefields, traps, and snares that the devil would try to set up before us. But understand this, greater seed is in you than seed in the world. And then they need to understand that the reason God allows it, because he's just using it as a demonstration. The devil foolishly thought that Job was going to cave in if God removed the hedge around him and let him have his way to a certain degree. But he said, don't touch his life. So God was blessing the man of God, Job, twice with what he had before. Job was a rich man from the get-go, and God double blessed him because he endured in his faith. So you people of God that have this encouraging word message for my word of inspiration, I'm inviting y'all to come in with your sanctified, saved self and be a blessing like man of God, EHA, the spiritual, this young man here. He has an amazing ministry, and I'm going to just let y'all know. He wants to talk to us about availability.
Greetings, church. This is EHA, the spiritual. I would like to remind my brothers and sisters in Christ to always make yourself available for the Lord. Your availability is key to how God can use you. You being an available vessel allows the King to speak and work through you. Being an available servant of Christ, not slothful or lazy, but fruitful, faithful, and obedient to his will, bringing in much increase from a righteous harvest. Don't worry about what you think you may need in order to complete a task that's been assigned by Jesus. Verily I say unto you, your availability and will to trust him shows great faith in allowing him to exalt you. Have a blessed day, church. Let's end on this scripture. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Goes right there. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. You just got to love how that man of God come in hot. He just get in there. He just come up out of there. He just drop it like it's hot, talking about that inspirational word, and then he gone about his business. He going to do his thing. Thank you, EHA, the spiritual. I just want y'all to know this young man contacted me, and he asked for his vote. I believe it's called Orbit. Orbit, if you go to the Facebook page of EHA, the spiritual, he is soliciting your votes. He is a man of God that is doing some phenomenal things. He came up out of that secular world, and I'm telling you right now, he is like to me, he's like the Michael Jordan of gospel rap. I'm just going to share this. It says, coming from a secular world of music, the Lord allowed him to stay in it only to develop the gift that was given to him. Once EHA's talent reached its peak, the Lord started to move in him, replenishing and renewing his mind, body, and soul to the calling of the Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. His whole life purpose is being available so the will of God can be done through him. Whatever the Lord see fit for him to do at any given time, this is what will be accomplished. My man, EHA the Spiritual, vote for that young man in the Orbit, whatever award ceremony that is, Orbit. Go to EHA, the Spiritual Facebook page, and vote for this young man. I want to encourage all of these sanctified people of God that are out there on the battlefield. It's okay. We voting. They having these award shows just to keep us, just to keep people of God encouraged, because everybody's not going to win a Stellar Award. Come on now. Everybody is not going to win a Dove Award. Everybody's not going to win a Grammy Award. So it's okay that the people of God have these amazing award ceremonies throughout the country where we can fellowship, where we can meet, where we can pat each other on the back and encourage one another to keep on keeping on in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Now, I know y'all wondering. You say you want me to vote for EHA the Spiritual? And I'm going to show you why. Because he got it going on like that, I promise you. He's going to let you know how he living. right here on Fire, the Gospel Experience.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption. How do I live? I be giving it all I got. Life goes on whether you get it or not. Living in this existence like a water drop. Infinite potential exists outside of the box.
How do I live?
Meaning to win it in a world of conditions. They tell you you're free, so roam inside of the system. But if you listen, your suspicions may grow. Thus let your energy flow, so then your conscience can know what we in for.
How do I live?
They gunning for war, you know any excuse will do. See behind closed doors, they doing double C. Keep you locked into they spell. See, so grab a hold and wake up with me.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
Living off in a world of eruption, living off in a world of corruption.
Insane.
Why do we continue to fight in assumption when the devil is doing the destruction?
It's so plain.
But we gotta keep our eyes open. If you wanna be one of the ones to perceive all things, or be stuck in the living, saying how do I live? But that ain't what it is, so please don't stay tame. Information on the life that is given, the life that is in it to help me help you. Gotta condition the heart with the vibe, with the thought to see the enduring that you must do. In the direction of prosper the soul, making it whole, living under God, how we be. The one that people off the earth control you since birth. Gotta find Jesus to really be free. Out of control, they would throw anything at your head, trying to keep you off point, but instead, figure dead to the flesh, resurrect with a rest, pass and a test, that's what they dread. Pay attention to the game that's fed, or become a victim of the mind control they feel. When it comes to the spiritual being in the EHA, by the word of the Lord,
how
I live.
Do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption.
How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live? How do I live? How do I live?
How do I live?
How do I live?
In this world of corruption.
Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, the River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussions, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with Don Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, Central United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Santoria Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with Apostle and Author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533. or by email, therivermusic33@gmail.com. And you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained, experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
Testify.
Sounds of Woman of God, Robin McGee, telling us and letting it be known proudly that nobody, there is nobody that can compare, that could even take the place of my God in my life, because he holds a very special, prominent place in my life. Above all others, above all other things, God has the preeminent place in my life. Thank you, Woman of God, Robin McGee, for setting the table straight and helping us understand that we need to have the proper focus. We are encouraging you from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah, chapters 55. We're going to focus in on verse 11, if you will. And the word of God reads just like this. I'm going to be switching up a different versions because I'm a student and I study the Bible. I don't just read one particular version. Holy Spirit, God will take me to a whole nother version. It'll give me a deeper understanding. I want to share this understanding with you from Never Void. This is our God speaking through the prophet Isaiah. He says, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void unless without result, from the Amplified Version of the Bible, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. That is the words of our awesome, amazing creator God speaking through the prophet Isaiah. We are talking about never void, never void. We're talking about God is going to have his way, I promise you, one way or another. Sooner or later, he's going to make it known. Now, we've heard it said from 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, for all the promises of God in him, in God, not you and I, in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. But just what does that mean? Can we wonderfully appreciate and fully comprehend what that really means, yea and amen? Well, let's go to 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 from the Living Bible translation. Breaks it down. He carries out and fulfills all of God's promises, no matter how many of them there are. And we have told everyone how faithful he is, giving glory to his name. Now, there you go. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 is basically verifying and talking about. That's a different version of for all the promises of God in him are yea and amen unto the glory of God. From the King James Version, and then in the Living Bible Translation, he carries out and fulfills all of his God's promises, no matter how many of them there are. And we have told everyone how faithful he is, giving glory to his name. Amen. Now, our elders would just simply say that our God would do just what he says. Amen. And again, if God said it, you can trust and believe that he will do it. Our God is a covenant-writing and covenant-keeping God, meaning he, God, is a God of intentionality and purpose. Whatever God says, he, God, says for a reason. And consequently, also, whatever he, God, does, he, God, does for specific reasons. Isaiah 55 and 11 from the Amplified Version of the Bible says, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, without result. Thank you, Amplified Version of the Bible. Now, when Isaiah 55 and 11 says, so will my word be, so will my word be, we have to go back to Isaiah 55 and 10 to grasp the depth of the aforementioned comparison, which reads this. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth. Hold that right there. God has created the earth and all that is in it to be a comparative symbol of those spiritual things that exist. In Isaiah 55 and 10, God is saying that just as he, God, has created the rain to fulfill its functioning, accurate and reliable purposes, we can predict the rain, and the rain is going to come. And the rain is going to do what God intended it to do, to water the earth. So too shall he, the creator, as creator, will do the very same thing. God is saying that just as we see and bear witness of the natural elements that he made, he, God, made them so that the invisible things that exist in the spiritual realm can be made manifest symbolically through those things that are visible in the earth realm that does exist. Amen. God wants us to utilize faith. If we could see everything, if we could know everything, then faith would never be a part of the equation that God requires. He is the master creator. He is the one that tells us what the preferences are. And he says, I choose that y'all live by faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please me, says God. So will my word be which goes out of my mouth, Isaiah 55 and 11. For God is so omnipotent that he has whatever he says to do, all he has to do is speak. And things never known, seen, or thought of come into being and have the life that he, God, so chooses. Genesis 1 and 3 is the beginning of this understanding. And God said, let there be light. And guess what? Yes, y'all guessed it. There was light. And then again in Luke 8, 54, our Lord Jesus spoke, and life returned to a dead young body, a woman. My child, get up, he says. Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. A young child. All God had to do was speak life, just like he spoke light, and there was light. Luke 8 and 23 says, our God spoke peace to a raging storm. He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. Don't you know, if our God can calm a raging storm, a raging sea, in its natural elements, that God can calm raging storms, raging seas that may exist within us and say, peace, be still. Talking to your soul, just like he's talking to raging storms, twisting tornadoes and natural devastation. God, the creator, has all power to soothe every situation inside of us and outside of everything around us. Amen. Goes right there. We're talking about never void here on this fire gospel experience, because God is all that he says he is, and we are so grateful to know that that is so true. Amen. Goes right there. Listen, you all, I want y'all to just hold on to God's unchanging hand, because God will do everything that he said he would. Don't y'all know that God is a friend of mine? I just love me some traditional gospel music back in the day. That's how I grew up, y'all. All this contemporary gospel music, I love it when it came. I watched contemporary music come into our world. But don't y'all know that we grew up on some good gospel music where quartet singers was doing what they do? And don't y'all know that those quartet singers are blessing us every single day, all the time? Here is Anointed S.A., because once you understand that God will never leave us hanging, he will never leave us void, that is a friend for life. He is my friend, Lord Jesus.
There's not a greater friend than the lowly Jesus, because he is the one that sacrificed his very life just to save our souls. Sounds of Anointed S.A. Thank you, man of God, Milton Wallace, for always supporting this fire gospel experience by sending us this anointed gospel music from these anointed gospel artists. I appreciate y'all so much, so much, so much. We are discussing Never Void from Old Testament chapter Isaiah, from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11. And we was just talking about how God just speaks those things into creation, into life. And the word of God says that those things that he speak will not return void, but they will accomplish the thing that he has determined and declared that it would be so. So much so that when God spoke in Genesis 1:38, he said, let there be light. And guess what? Yeah, there was light. And in Luke 8:54, our Lord Jesus spoke life into a young girl's dead body. He said, my child, get up. And guess what? Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. And then again, Luke 8:23, if you need more witness, God, our Lord Jesus in human flesh, spoke peace to raging storms and seas. He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. All was calm except the disciples, because they really got scared then. They was like, Lord, 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 what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the rain obey him. Now, and we all know the origin of creation, how God spoke things into existence, and how our Lord Jesus was and still is today able to simply speak to confirm and affirm that he too is the very same omnipotent God that we read about in the Old Testament. He is that very same omnipotent God incarnate in human flesh. And then ultimately, the greatest words of our Lord Jesus came when he spoke. Amen. When he spoke. When he spoke, oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you for speaking. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. When he spoke to salvation into a person's mind, heart, and soul to be redeemed from the penalty of death, which is eternal separation from God. But there'll be great gnashing and wailing of teeth once they realize that they lost the opportunity to be with the loving, eternal, beautiful God, and then they can see heaven. But where they are, they're down in the pit where the fire does not cease and the worm continues to eat away at their remains, whatever it is. Amen. So due to the inherited sin from our natural human father, Adam, our God came to let us earth dwellers know that he, God, is our original creator father in the spirit world. Yes, Adam was our original father in the flesh. He was the first man. But God the Father was always our eternal, originated, creator father. And then finally, Isaiah 55, the B portion says, without accomplishing what I desire. And just what is Holy God's greatest desire? What is God the Father's greatest desire? What is our Lord Jesus' greatest desire? Our Lord Jesus makes this very clear in his prayer to God the Father on the eve of his great sacrifice in crucifixion in John the 17th chapter, verse 20 says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you and I are in me and I in you,
may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Isaiah 11, B portion says, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent them. And the King James Version of Isaiah 55:11, B portion says, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Now finally, the work of redemption unto soul salvation is our loving God's great master plan. And we all know that God is all in. Just like when they're playing poker and they got a pile of chips and they push all their chips to the center table and they say, I'm all in. Our God is all in because he gave of his very own life, talking about our Lord Jesus, and shed his own precious blood as a seal of the covenant that God has made with all those who have chosen to accept his great invitation to trust in his great work of soul restoration through our faith in his forgiveness through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus, death on the cross, and his resurrection, ascension, and intercessory on all our behalf. Amen, amen, and amen goes right there. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this Fire Gospel Experience. Y'all bless me every time because I just get so hyped up and so excited knowing that I have another privilege, another opportunity to share with you all gospel truth that I know will honor God and that will also give you some encouragement, give you some inspiration to be that bright and shining light that you know that you are. Sometimes we just need to encourage ourselves. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, psalmist, author, No More Drama Conference retreat host, and award-winning gospel artist, woman of God, Faye Mosby. Thank you so much for joining us. You are a blessing to the body of Christ. We appreciate you. We love you. And everything that you do, everything that you've gone through is for a reason, so that now you can stand bright and be an example and be a model for all believers to follow as you follow Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. I want to thank my special guest for his recorded message and word of inspiration, EHA the Spiritual. Vote for that young man, Orbit. Go to his Facebook page, EHA the Spiritual, and vote, 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 because he is a young man that is doing tremendous things for the love of Jesus Christ. I want to leave y'all with one final word, and then I'm going to leave you all with woman of God, Faye Mosby's amazing testimony. Amen. Time and opportunity will declare who is truly on your side. So be patient, and most of all, pay attention. I bless you all in the beautiful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep living for Christ. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Let your light so shine. I leave you with woman of God, Faye Mosby's beautiful song and testimony by Healing Hands, the testimony. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the precious and beautiful name of our Lord, our Savior, our God, Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit God. Jesus is Lord. Only if you
God has touched me and made me whole. He touched me with his love down in my soul. He said unto me, only if you
that I had cancer. This diagnosis carried a really heavy weight because the doctors didn't see a high percentage of chance for me to move forward in the things of life. There are fiery trials that come in our lives that cause us to enter into a new and different relationship with the Lord. And during the midst of all that I had to go through with this diagnosis of cancer, in the middle of what seemed to be a hopeless situation, God dropped this song to my spirit, that if only I would believe that he would touch me with healing hands, that he had already healed me at Calvary's cross, that all I had to do was to believe in an already completed work. And I'm here 13 years later to sing of God's glory and of his grace. And if you're listening to this album on today, wherever you are, I want you to know that God is still the same today, and he will be the same forevermore. It is his will that you be healed and that you prosper and be in health. He wants you healed. We don't have to ponder about what God's will is, because he'll touch you with healing hands. Every word that he has promised is true. I'm so glad to be able to share this portion of my testimony with you. I've seen God do so many things in my life. He delivered my husband from a crack cocaine addiction and my young daughter from paralysis after a surgery. And I found that there is nothing too hard for God. He loves us. He gave Jesus for us. Jesus hung and bled on Calvary's cross so that we could claim all the benefits that are promised in God's word. God will touch you with healing hands. And as you listen to this song being ministered, I want you to just grasp everything that God has promised you. I love you and I'm praying for you. God bless you.